righteous are what? As bold as lions. Daniel says the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. But you got to know your God. See, a lot of people are trying to do things, amen, and they're doing religious things, but they don't have a relationship with God. That they're operating through the giftings, and that's great, amen, but they have not had a Holy Ghost encounter. So God is saying, listen, you need to be empowered, because there are some things out here, amen. There are some spiritual forces and demonic forces and all kind of crazy stuff, unless you have the power of God. Yeah, I'm glad you're brilliant. I'm glad you have a PhD degree. That's all beautiful, amen. Go get it, amen. But don't forget the Spirit of God. Amen. Because I'd rather have the Holy Ghost. And if I didn't have anything else, what God can do through a man or a woman that's been set apart, that has yielded themselves to God, that has laid before the face of God, God can, listen, through a few men and women, God turned the world upside down in the early church. Through a few people who understood the impact and the meaning of what they were called to do. I think of a couple things I want to read. Listen to this. Home Bible studies are now banned. These are true stories. It's a couple snippets. Just bear with me. Home Bible studies are now banned in the city of San Juan Capistrano, California. According to city officials, regular gatherings of more than three people in a private home are simply not allowed. One couple that has held home Bible studies for years has already been fined twice and is being threatened with even more fines. Here's another one. In Wichita, Kansas, last year, a Christian minister was handcuffed and hauled off to jail by police for sharing the gospel and handing out tracts to Muslims on a public sidewalk. Apparently, freedom of speech does not apply on public sidewalks of America any longer. One more. Last year, a high school student in Southern California was suspended for 2 days because he had private conversations with his classmates, during which he discussed Christianity. He was also banned from bringing his Bible to school ever again. Now, these are just a few. I have a myriad of examples. These are just a few, but you see the plan and the agenda of the enemy. The homosexual agenda in the land. They're not going to be satisfied. Amen. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you what's coming. Amen. If you don't marry them, they're going to file lawsuits. Amen. It's already happening, and it's going to happen more increasing. Amen. These are things that are just. So if the devil is this bold to come up with this stuff, then where are the saints of God? We should be even bolder. But we're so busy protecting our status, protecting our image, protecting our TV rating, that we won't deal with these issues because, oh, we just don't want to offend. I'm not here to judge. I'm not. No. You're here to preach the gospel, the message of Jesus Christ. God said, go to the hedges and what? And the highways, compelling men and women to be saved. We've got to decree and declare the whole gospel, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God. Amen. I've got to tell you the truth of God's word. The soul that sinneth shall surely die. Don't give it to me straight like that, preacher. We don't need to hear it, but let me tell you, there's somebody that need to hear it straight. Because they're on a road, they're on a pole, a grease pole, sliding to hell. But you know what? I need men and women of faith, men and women of character, men and women who have a boldness, men and women who are filled with the Spirit of God, men and women who are not afraid, who are not timid, who are not fearful, but will say, Lord, where you send me, I will go. Lord, what you put in my mouth, I will open and I will speak. I will not be afraid of what political dissent may say. I'm not afraid of what people may think about me. But God, I'm going to proclaim your word with boldness, with power, and in the authority of your spirit. When the spirit, when the enemy, the spirit of the enemy comes in as a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. Listen, look to your neighbor and say, it's fighting time. Amen. We're sitting in the pew and we're agreeing. Amen. You know how we're agreeing? We're agreeing because of our inactivity. We're agreeing with our silence. We are agreeing with our pacifism. We are agreeing with our laziness. Listen, it's time for the church to open its mouth and declare and decree what God has said. Amen. And if you come under persecution for it, then happy. I think about the story of Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel 3, and how he erected a golden image. Now, this image was 90 feet high. It was 9 feet wide, and it was made of gold. And he put it out. He said, listen, every time, not only my officials, but all the subjects, everyone, whenever you hear music of any sort, he says, you are to bow down and worship this image. Isn't that what's happening today? Satan, the world system, amen, they're saying, listen, you got to bow down to the gods that we have erected. The god of materialism, the god of self-interest, the god of me, myself, I'm deifying myself. Listen, you're a god. We don't need God. You're a god yourself. And as the Bible said, and he commanded that everyone should bow down. But listen, there were three Hebrew boys. And just giving a quick glimpse of this. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they refused to bow down. They could have given in and said, you know, after all, you know, king is, he's a powerful man. I mean, you know, he doesn't play. I mean, he cuts people's head off. I mean, he deals swiftly. I mean, and he does anything he needs to do to keep order in his kingdom. But they didn't let that worry them. When they were brought before the king, they said, king, we're not careful in how to answer you. We know the God who we serve will deliver us out of your hand. Listen, the king got so angry, he heated the furnace several times hotter than normally it was heated. It probably exceeded its normal limit in his wrath and in his fury. And listen, just to cut to the chase, amen, they refused to bow down and worship this image. And in doing so, he had the strong men of his army come and take these three Hebrew boys and cast them bound with all their clothes on into the midst of the furnace. But then something happened. Somebody say, but God. See, I'm here to let you know that when you make a stand for God, they could have caved to political pressure. They could have caved to what the people said. They could have caved to what the king said. But listen, they said they trust God. And they were cast in this furnace. The furnace was so hot that it slew the very ones who threw them in. But listen to this. In the writings of the Septuagint, the Greek renderings of the Hebrew Bible, it says that there were singing in the midst of the furnace. Because think about this. When he cast them, the king, into the furnace, the fire was so hot, they should have immediately been consumed. So when it did, as far as he was concerned, it was over. But then something got his attention. He heard, and then he saw. And how could this be that did I not cast three into the furnace that was heated several times than what it should have? And he said to his leaders, he said, wait a minute, I can count one, two, but how is it that I see a fourth image? And not only that, but he looks like the Son of God. What am I saying? What I'm saying to you is that when you are faithful to God, when you stand on the word of God, no matter who's against you, no matter who doesn't like you, but if you do it God's way, and if you don't worry about what people think or what people say, but if you say, I believe God, I'm standing on the word of God, I'm not bending, I'm I'm not bowing. I'm not trusting man. But my God, he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I could ask or think, according to his power that's working in me. My God, when we understand who we are, when we understand the power of God that's on the inside of us, we ought to be walking not with arrogance, not with cockiness, but we ought to be walking with confidence because of who's in us. Christ the Lord, his anointing, his spirit, his power that resonates and abides on the inside. He said, behold, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Power to be witnesses, power to live a godly life, power to go and preach my gospel to the hedges of the world. Then as he stood and he commanded him, he said, come forth. Hallelujah. Hey, think about this. And the only thing that was burned off were the ropes that tied them up. And they examined them, the king and all of his leaders, and they didn't see any singed hair. They didn't see any burnt clothes. They looked. They didn't even smell. They didn't even smell smoke. They didn't even smell smoke on them. Listen, let me say this. When God has an assignment for you, and I said this last week, if your assignment is not done, you can't go anywhere. You look at all of those who, the martyrs, amen. You know why? Because their work was done. God called them home. Sometimes we don't understand it, the wisdom of God, but God's purpose was done in their life. But you look at Apostle Paul, you look at all that he went through. He was stoned at Lystra. He was shipwrecked. He was beaten. He was in prison. He was in constant fear for his life. But you know what? He stayed on course. He stayed on his assignment. And even through the nakedness, even through the fear, even through all the things that he went through, he never denied God. That's how you know you have a real relationship with God. It's easy to serve God when you're in plenty. It's easy to serve God when you're driving a nice ride. It's easy to serve God when you got a nice job and you're living in a nice home. It's easy to serve God, amen, when everything and your health is fine and everything. But when the storm comes, how are you going to worship in the storm? And it's not God punishing us. And a lot of times the devil tries to speak to us and say, well, if God loved you, why would he allow this to happen? If God cared, why did he let this happen? Listen, God has a plan and a purpose. The trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may come to a maturity, that you may come to a fullness, that you may come to a place where you're complete in God. And what God is saying, he said, I'm about to promote you, but I had to let you go through some things. And here's the giveaway. Many times we don't think about. Sometimes the level of your storm reveals the level of your promotion. A lot of times we don't understand why I had to go through this, but you don't understand what God has in store for you. For because what God has in store for you, amen, he's going to elevate you and he's going to lift you, amen, and he's going to give you responsibility and he's going to call you to a higher calling. And he's got to know, and you got to know, that when you get there, you can stand. Amen. That you're able throughout the storm. And listen to this, many times God doesn't always quiet the storm. There's a song out there like that. But you know what? Many times he quiets us within the storm. Sometimes you say, Lord, take this thing away. And many times he does. He won't put more on us than we can bear. But then there are times he's working things out for our good. God is saying, no, I'm allowing you to be refined. I'm allowing you to be fired. I'm allowing pressure in your life. And when you think about something as simple as the olive oil we use, even in ministry, amen, and we pray for the sick and so on, amen, that oil is made through pressing, through pressure put upon those berries. And through that pressure, something is secreted, a fine oil that that's very useful in so many ways. And a lot of times, amen, the devil may try to speak to you and say, you know what, you're going through this, you're going, but you don't understand. We don't understand the mind of God. It's through that pressing that there is a glory that's being released. Help me, Holy Ghost. There's an anointing that's being released. When you lay hands on the sick, amen, they shall recover. When you're casting out demons, amen, demons are going to come out. You're going to speak the word lives and demons, all because of the anointing of God that's on the inside of you. So sometimes, amen, God will allow you to go through things, amen, to perfect you and mature you and place you at a higher place in Him. Thank you, Jesus. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. But we've got to guard. Be watchful. 1 Timothy 4 and 1 says, now the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, speaketh expressly. Let me say this too as a caveat. Amen. Know what spirit is speaking to you. There are many spirits. People said, I heard, we'll qualify that. What spirit? Amen. You got spirits, demons. You have demons who come as angels of light. Amen. You need to qualify what spirit. But we know this is the Holy Spirit. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the later times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So we know that this time is now, amen, because there are all sorts of, you know, there's nothing new that's under the sun, amen, but the magnitude and the frequency and is so much greater than it has ever been before. I mean, crazy stuff has always gone on, but everywhere you look now, it's repetitive, it's quick, it's happening, and it's crazy. That in later times or end times, many or some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. You've got to watch what tables you eat from. Just don't go to any, because people might not wash their hands when they cook your food. All right? So as in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. You're talking about good? Well, you might have some toenails in there. Amen? Just don't realize it. You know, that extra flavor, that extra twang, I don't know what they use. You don't want to know what they use. Amen? You need to trust the source. Amen? Just like they say, I mean, just common sense stuff. Somebody you don't know, you don't take. Here's a pie. I don't know you. Here's a bean pie. Thank you, brother. In the trash. You know, and if I got to eat it, I'll pray over it. Amen? And I'm still going to keep one eye open and still chew slowly. Amen? But you got to understand, amen, where are you eating, amen, and you've got to be careful of the source, amen. I don't care who it is, me, any preacher, listen, they need to come through the word of God. Amen. And even, amen, we have to have discernment, because sometimes they even speak the word verbatim, but there's another spirit still in operation. Amen. And that's through your relationship with God that you have to have discernment to recognize the spirit of the enemy and a spirit of a counterfeit. Because they may give you 99% truth, but 1% strychnine. And it don't take but 1% for the poison. And they're not trying to kill you outright, but over time that poison accumulates. And next thing you know, you got a twitch. Next thing you know, your stomach, you got dysentery, you got irritable bowel syndrome, and you got all sorts of nervous. You say, where did this stuff? Well, it was a slow poisoning. Well, that's what the enemy wants to do to our faith. He knows he can't come in here with a pitchfork and a red suit and say, hey, I'm the devil. Listen to what I'm saying. Y'all going to run out of here. But he comes in, as Jude says, privately, seductively, saying some good stuff. But you've got to know the word. And that comes down to having a relationship with God. And those that are babes, those who are or wise or older, you watch out for the babes. You look out for them. You intercede for them. You be observant. You being watchful, because you understand. Listen, the Bible said God would not have us to be what? Ignorant of Satan's devices. his tactics, his methodologies, his devices, his stratagems, his weapons, his devices. Listen, the devil, amen, he has a whole lot to use against people. But those of us who are filled with the Spirit of God, amen, God has not given us, amen, the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, of an ordered mind, of a disciplined mind. God hasn't given me the spirit of cowardice. I don't have to fear the devil. I don't have to fear demons. I don't have to be afraid of principalities or powers. Listen, because God is inside of me, and he that is inside of me is greater than he that is in the world. So in everything I need, amen, is in the word. So he says, now, he said, these people giving heed to seducing spirits. A seducing spirit is one that tries to tickle you, tell you what you want to hear, try to lure you away. Amen. Try to tickle your ears and get your attention. Amen. They try to pull you away. And doctrines of devil. Jude 1 and 3, we just touched on it. He says, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. Thank you, Lord. He didn't talk. He said, when I gave all the concerning the common salvation. Amen. There's nothing new. Amen. There's no new gospel. There's no new doctrine. Amen. This is the same salvation, the same doctrine, the same word. Amen. The same plan of salvation. He said, it was needful for me to write to you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. Earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. This same gospel that it was good enough for Paul and Peter. It was good enough for all of those in the Old and New Testament. In the New Testament, then it's good enough for you and it's me. I don't need a new gospel. Amen. I need the gospel, the truth, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says, you got to contend for the faith. And listen real quick in Psalm 27. And David sums it up. Verse 1, and it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. You know, we can stop right there. I could preach this on those few words. Amen. The Lord is my life. First of all, he personalized it. He is to me. Through my relationship, I know him. And I can speak because I have a relationship. He is my light. He is my God. He is my comforter. He is my comfort. He illuminates dark areas. He gives me direction. Everything that I need, amen, is in God. He is my light and my salvation. He saves me. He delivers me. Amen. He delivered me from sin. He delivered me from hell. Amen. He quickens me. And then with that, it says, whom shall I fear? Because he is my light, the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Jehovah God. Jehovah is mighty. He is God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Everything that I am, he empowers me. He strengthens me. He provides. He protects me. He is my everything. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. He said, even when the wicked, he said, listen, and guess what? The Bible said, man that is born of woman has few days, and a few days you have are full of trouble. Amen. You will have the wicked come and try to assail you. But don't be afraid of the evil one. Don't be afraid of the wicked. Don't be afraid of the devil's minions. Amen. Because God is on the side of the righteous. Don't worry about your enemy. Don't worry about those who don't like you. Don't worry about those who speak ill against you. Because the Lord is your God. The Lord is your light. The Lord is your protector. The Lord is your fortress. The Lord is your strong tower. even when they come up to eat my flesh, to devour me. It says they stumbled. I didn't stumble, but it said they stumbled. That's why God said, listen, isn't he even said to Moses and the children? He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes you may feel like Pharaoh is on your trail. You may feel like an army is pursuing you, and it seems like all of hell is coming against you. But sometimes God will bring you to that place. And he said, now just stand still, and I'm going to reveal my glory. I'm going to reveal my arm of salvation. I'm going to reveal my strength, and I'm going to open up the way for you. I'm going to provide an escape. When the enemy started salivating, and they begin to start licking their chop, and they thought they had you cornered, and they thought you didn't have a way out, and they thought your back was up against the sea, and they said, there's no way you can get up from this. There's no way you can recover from that. There's no way you can go on serving God. God said, then it's at that time will I open up the sea, will I open up the heavens, will I bless you, and will I provide for you, will I give you a protection, will I give you a pavilion. God has said, it's just an opportunity for me to reveal my glory. Sometimes when the things happen, amen, it's really, there's more going on than what we see. Amen. It's more of a thing where God is saying, now stand still. I'm going to show the world. I'm going to show Satan. I'm going to show the demons. I'm going to show everybody that you belong to me. And I want to send a clear message. Touch not my anointing, and do my prophet, do my servant no harm. You can say what you want against me, but if I'm God's anointed, and if you're God's anointed, if God's got his hand on your life, if God called you by name, if God said you are mine, God said I formed you, I called you, I know your name. You have a purpose. You have an assignment. Then all of the demons in hell, they may try to come after you. But I'm here to let you know, just stand up and stand not in your own power, but stand in the power of God, knowing that he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So even though it may look bad, the story ain't over. There's more chapters to my life. There's more things where God wants to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I've made up in my mind that I will not bow down, that I will not serve sin, that I will not serve the devil, that I will not serve man. But I've made up in my mind, for Christ I live, and for Christ I die. I can't go until God said it's over. And as long as there's breath in my body, and as long as there's strength in my limbs, I'm going to get up in the name of Jesus, and with boldness, and with the authority through the Spirit of God that's on the inside of me, I'm going to go, and I'm going to do what God has told me to do. I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it sound like. But all I care is what God said about it. And if God said you can do it, if God said get up, if God said the battle is yours, if God said you win, if God said the victory is yours, then I'm going to walk in authority. I'm going to walk in boldness. I'm going to walk in assurance. I'm going to walk as a man of faith, knowing that God is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I will not bow down. Look to your neighbor and say, I will not bow down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to this real quick. We're almost done. 1 Peter 1:7. Listen, and this is what confounds those around us and sometimes us. Let's be honest. 1 Peter 1:7 says that the trial of your faith, that the trial of your faith, I often say your faith will stand trial. You will be tested. You love God. You worship God. Then you will be tested. All of us have varying degrees of test, as we all have varying degrees of rewards. But God is saying that the trialing of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with what?
Fire.
With fire. Huh. Why you had to go there, Lord? With fire. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials that are to try you as though some strange thing. I'm not talking a little bit. I'm talking about traumatic things. I'm talking about difficult things. I'm talking about the things that have you saying, Lord, I don't want to live tomorrow. I'm talking about things, amen, that people say, I can't go on anymore. God, I can't deal with the persecution. I can't deal with this. I can't deal with that. The trying. God is saying, listen, sometimes I have allowed these things. Listen to this. Here's where the enemy tries to deceive us. God is not the author of confusion, but God allows things come because he knows in the end that we're going to be wiser, we're going to be stronger, and we're going to be more powerful. You think of all that the early church went through, Saul of Tarsus, persecuting, I mean, just doing vicious things to the people of God. But in their effort to squash the church grew. In their effort to silence the church exploded. And when it was scattered, there were churches popping up all over. So the devil said, I finally got them. I got them cornered. I'm going to shut them down and I'm going to shut them up. But what he didn't understand, the more that he did, God turned that thing around. And God expanded the church. And the church got stronger. The church got bigger. And the church grew. And there were more weapons to fight against the devil. A lot of times we don't understand why God allows the fire and the trials to come in our life. And I'll say here, and I'll tell many people, a lot of times we don't know the answers, but I'll say this, through the wisdom of God, we have to trust him. Even as Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Even though I don't understand it, even though it doesn't make sense to me, even though I'm going through hell, even though I'm going through misunderstanding, even though I'm going through rejection, and even though I'm going through pain, I will not deny my God. I will not turn away from the faith. I will stand where God told me to stand. I will be where God told me to go. I will march forward as a good soldier in the army of Jesus Christ. Even after what Paul told Timothy, he said, be a good soldier. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith. It's a fight and it's a struggle. But I'm here to let you know, I'm going to give you a secret. You've already won. All you're doing is just occupying. All you're doing is just finishing it out until the seconds wind down. But the victory is already yours. So he said, don't throw in the towel, don't give up the race, and don't stop, because the victory has already been won. It's already been promised. Jesus said, it is finished. And when he said it on the cross, he said, tastalisto, it is finished. It was done. Hallelujah. And it pleased the Father to bruise him. And it was through the crushing of Jesus, through the bruising of his son, that many sons and daughters would be birthed into the kingdom. And the Bible said, he shall see his seed. Hallelujah. And we are the seed. We are the offspring of Jesus Christ. First Corinthians 15:58. So the word says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Let me read that again. Therefore, my beloved, why would you have to tell me to be steadfast unless you knew that there were going to be some things in my life that would challenge me to want to give up? So the word is an encouragement, because the Lord knew that we would go through trials and situations. Amen. In this world, ye shall have trials and tribulations. But what did Jesus say? Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Amen. In this life, we're going to go through things, but be encouraged, because Jesus got the victory. And because Jesus got the victory, that means that we have the victory. So he says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. everyone standing. Your labor is not in vain. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Don't turn back. Once you put your hands to the plow, keep holding on. Keep plowing forward. There are sometimes you got to play hurt. Those who are in sports, you know, football player, baseball, anything. There are times you get bruises, you get sprains and strains, you get backaches, but you don't let the enemy know it. You put on your pads, even though you're hurting, and you say, you know what? I'm staying in the race. The race isn't given to the swift nor the strong, but those that endure until the end. Look to your neighbor and say, stay in the race. Keep fighting. Keep pressing. Keep marching. Don't bow down. Don't yield.